Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Let me ask you guys a question. Very superficial question. It's one that's been going around on social media, and a couple of people passed it on to me because I, on Instagram the other night, focused on hiccups and the trick that I know that works all 100% of the time that Mo has used also in a moving vehicle even. Mo had the hiccups one night. I'm like, dude, I got this. And if you take a knife and you put it in a glass of water or whatever, you put the blade up to your forehead and you carefully drink the water, the hiccups go away. And there were so many people that were DMing me about it that I had to do an instructional video on it on Instagram. And when I did that, I got this a couple of different times. This question about hiccups, okay? You guys ready? You're offered the chance to flip a coin. Tails gets you $1 billion. $1 billion. Heads gives you continuous, incurable hiccups for your entire life. And not flipping the coin guarantees you both. What do you choose?
If you don't flip the coin, you get both.
$1 billion and the lifelong hiccups.
Oh, you got to flip.
Is there any way to get rid of the hiccups, or is it terminal?
Incurable, he said.
Incurable hiccups for your entire life is the question that has been posed.
And which is which?
You're offered a flip. Tails gets you $1 billion. Heads gives you continuous incurable hiccups for your entire life. Not flipping the coin guarantees you both.
I'm not flipping.
You're flipping.
So flipping a coin is actually not 50-50 like people think it is.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not flipping.
I would like to know why it's not 50%.
Why are we all not flipping, Cassie?
Well, because there's a little more weight on the head side due to how the coin is made. So it's more like 54% chance of hitting heads.
God, I love your brain. I really, really do. I'm so simple. I love your brain.
So in this scenario, it's more likely you would end up on the hiccups side and not the $1 billion side.
All right, let's pretend that Cassie didn't give us that statistic.
I just don't want to play this game. I just want to go back to living my life.
Sorry.
I don't want the money or the hiccups.
You know what? I'm not flipping.
You're not flipping either.
I'm taking them both.
You're taking them both.
Yep. I think I can. It'll be a pain in the ass, but I think people live with worse long term. So I can make do with some hiccups for $1 billion. Mm-hmm. I will be hiccuping my way all the way to the south of France on my giant yacht.
I don't think I would flip. At first, I thought I would flip, and then I thought about my luck in life.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, yeah, nothing goes my way. So I think I'm taking both.
Interesting. I'm absolutely going for it.
You're flipping?
I'm taking the flip.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going for the billion. Yeah. Well, up until Cassie's statistic, I felt like it was a good 50-50 chance. But now I'm not feeling so great about my chance.
If it makes you feel better, it takes multiple flips to make that happen. And your friend just accepted billions and hiccups, so you can get the hiccups and still hang out there on a yacht in the South France.
All right, deal. All right, so let's get some closure here, because what an uncomfortable conversation this would have to be for anybody, or to try to manipulate this conversation where you got a dad of the boyfriend that you're seeing that is just being a creep online.
Yeah, so she recently met her boyfriend's parents. Things have been going smooth, but her boyfriend's dad has been liking certain photos on her Instagram page. And the ones he's liking are the ones where she's in a bikini, or she's in a bathing suit, or they're a little more on the I don't want to say sensual or sexual because that's not her intent, but it's making her uncomfortable because he's liking the photos of her with the least amount of clothing on.
He's sexualizing these photos.
That's what it feels like to her, that he is, because there's plenty of other photos to like, and he's not doing that. And so she didn't know if she should tell her boyfriend or not. So fast forward, she tried Abby's idea of removing the dad as a follower, but he just ended up following her right back. She thought about blocking, but it's like, that might start some drama. So she brought it up to her boyfriend. She's like, I find this a little odd. And he just shrugged it off. And he said that she was being too sensitive. He scrolled through her Instagram and found one normal photo that his dad liked. And that kind of like, you know, cleared him.
Okay.
Yeah, cleared him of liking any of the other ones.
And didn't he kind of gaslight her too?
He did. Because he said, if you don't like people liking those photos, you shouldn't be posting those photos anyway. She thought he was being unfair, and she's just not cool with his dad liking her bikini photos. So she was asking us if she's wrong for posting them. And of course, we were like, absolutely not. Like, this is asinine. So we just have to see how it's progressed.
Hey, Bart Show. Monday night after you read my last update, my boyfriend asked me to dinner with his parents. I did not want to be around his dad, so I asked my boyfriend if I could bring my best friend, Heather, and her boyfriend. He said, no problem. So the four of us went to his parents' house for dinner, and that turned out to be a good thing for me, but a bad thing for my best friend. She's really, really attractive. If I'm a 7, she's a 9. At dinner, my boyfriend's dad's attention went from me to her. She didn't seem to notice, though, and I haven't told her anything about what's been going on with his dad. Anyway, her dad was nonstop glancing at her throughout dinner. My best friend and her boyfriend didn't seem to notice. They were just enjoying a home-cooked meal. My boyfriend's dad was asking my best friend lots of questions. Dinner seemed to take forever. Finally, it wrapped up. Yesterday, I get a call from my best friend. She tells me that my boyfriend's dad started following her on Instagram, and now he's liking all of her pics.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, how about some credit for being consistent?
It wasn't personal.
He seems to have left me alone for a new shiny balloon. And while it's not me now, how do I handle this with my best friend? Do I tell my boyfriend that his creeper dad has now moved on to my best friend? What should I do?
Well, you brought your best friend into the mix, and you knew what could potentially happen. So you're going to have to handle this. You can't sit back and not do anything now.
Okay, I'm totally on the other side of it.
Why?
She don't got to do anything now.
Yeah, she does. She's the one that brought her best friend, knowing that this could potentially happen.
So
sabotaged her best friend's Instagram.
So what? Best friend blocks the dad? It's over.
I don't agree that she brought her best friend into this, because all she did was want a little moral support for this creeper boyfriend dad. And it's on the boyfriend's dad for following and being a consistent creep. I don't think she should have to do anything. I think the best friend should just block the guy and move on. And honestly, because now we've learned that this is a consistent behavior, a consistent, persistent behavior that the boyfriend's dad is not going to change. And we already know the boyfriend's useless too in the helping out department. I think you got to bounce. You got to get out of this relationship.
I do think she should warn the best friend and just let her know, like, you got to block him. Dude is a creep. This is why. And if I'm her, yeah, I'm out of this relationship. There would be nothing to keep me here. I just think the universe is giving you sign after sign after sign of how this is going to look. And the fact that your boyfriend doesn't back you in that, I think you got everything you need to leave.
Yeah, good points. Good points.
Yeah, no.
Let him go.
I mean, yes, he is totally in the wrong for being like a creeper, but you brought your hottie best friend in, hoping to get some of the heat off of you. You need to take responsibility and help her out.
Get it? The Bert Show.